escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And a good Saturday morning to you. We've got really two big events that are happening this weekend. First, down in Grand Isle, the kayakers are gearing up for Ride the Bull number 14. They'll be looking for those big bull reds in Kamanata Bay. And I had some folks that had been pre-fishing this week and said, boy, they were just tearing up. There were some big schools in, and that is right on time. And Darrell Carpenter said the same thing, and we'll talk to him more about it. But I think if you got a kayak and you're going to be participating in CCA's Ride the Bull, this could be one of the best tournaments as far as the amount of fish that they've ever seen in its 14 years. Well, second, it's Clean Out Your Freezer Weekend. Volunteers with Hunters for the Hungry are going to be set up at locations all across the state for you to drop off your excess game, fish, seafood, or really any packaged food to distribute to the needy via food banks. Now, you can check out a location near you and also the time. Most of these are taking place tomorrow. There's a couple of them that are having it today. But if you go to cleanoutyourfreezer.com, it'll show you the locations and the times. I will be tomorrow set up at the Slidell Rouse on Gause Boulevard. Come by and say hi and drop off your donation, and we'll talk a little hunting and fishing. Well, we've got the Louisiana Snapper Watch going on in Lac Creel. Lac Creel, you know, is a Department of Wildlife and Fisheries near real-time landings data collection program. And it indicates now that 630,444 pounds, or about 71% of our 2025 private recreational allocation of 894,955 has been caught. So we're down to the final 30%. So fishermen kind of drop off offshore fishing with the hunting seasons coming in and schools back in. But it's been a really good snapper season. Weather's been cooperative, and I'm sure we're going to reach the total quota. Just a question of when. Well, it's also the closing day of the CCA Star Tournament is fast approaching, and yes, still no tagged redfish has been caught by a registered angler. So there's a truck and boats, motors, trailers still to be won. So get your ticket and fish hard now through Labor Day. All right, we invite you to text your comments, your questions, and your fishing reports. We'll add them to the reports from our staff of field reporters. You can do that by texting us at 504 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. This week, we're going to double up on our bad boys of the outdoor stories with a commercial fishing captain and his convicted felon, sawed-off shotgun-toting, drug-dealing deckhand, who's facing some serious fines. All right, coastal marine forecast. If you headed out, variable winds. It's going to be kind of switching around, but mostly light. Top winds will be about 6 to 12, 1 to 2 foot offshore, a little bit higher maybe tomorrow. And on the interior lakes and bays, 6 to 12 knots. Pretty much smooth conditions unless you get caught in one of those thunderstorms. Average tide, now pay attention to this close, 2.1 foot. That is a tremendous tide range for Louisiana. In Alaska, it's nothing. We saw 18-foot tide ranges. But in Louisiana, you get anything over 2 foot, that is a lot of water moving. So those kayakers that are headed out down there in Grand Isle, be careful because there's going to be a very strong tide. And I think you're going to probably have it incoming till about 10 down there. And then it's really going to start to pull out of there. Mississippi River stage is at 4.6 and kind of holding steady. I got my friend Butch at the Wycloski Bridge. He says he's watching a lightning show offshore this morning. I'm looking at the radar. And most of the stuff, pretty much all of it, is offshore. And so that's good news. It could move in a little bit later this morning, but doesn't look like there's any heavy systems out there. All right, we're going to be back to head down to Campos Marina. We'll talk to Robbie Campo. And take your text messages at 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Network. Now I ask you, where else will you hear a music, a song about bait shrimp? Nowhere else, I don't think. But we got it here for you. Campos Marina, very proud of their shrimp. Robbie Campo joins us now. And Robbie, we got a lot of water moving, and we don't have much wind right now. So what's people going to be doing? How's the fishing been this week?
Well, I tell you, Don, from last week when I talked to you, you know, we were in a bit of a lull. We didn't have much going on, you know, and from last Saturday to now, till yesterday for sure, man, we've seen like a 180 flip, man. It was on fire all week. The Breton Sound, the islands, you know, Long Rocks, Comfort Island. I mean, all the places that you fish in the spring of the year was just absolutely on fire this past week. You know, this past week, Don, we didn't have much wind. It was really calm out. This morning we got a northerly breeze. I'm looking at a lot of light. Butch is not lying. There's a lot of lightning out there over the sound.
Yeah.
I think, it, you know, and I looked at the radar a few minutes ago, and those squalls are moving out over the islands where most of the people are headed today. Be careful out there. We're calling for 60% chance of rain, but, you know, you get caught in it, well, you in the 100% ball. That's 60%. So, you know, be careful out there, guys. We had, you know, the same thing happened during the week. We had people come in soaking wet. I'm like, what? Where'd you get wet? it was storming, raining out there. I said, well, you know, we didn't get hardly any rain here at Shell Beach this whole week. Yesterday we had, I mean, just a little light drizzle for just a little bit, just a few minutes, and then it was, you know, and it was over with. But I tell you, Don, it looks like everything this morning is going offshore. So I think, you know, if you're going out in the sound out there, just be careful. But we've seen a big shift in the red fishing this past week also. Lena's Lagoon going up to the Mystigo here, going towards Violet. A lot of redfish caught this week. You know, so if you don't want to go get up in that rain, or, you know, go fishing in the Long Rocks, you don't want to make that long run, there's other things to do. You could go chasing reds around the marshes here, and, you know, up in the Mystigo. So we got a lot going on. We don't have much time left for CCA Star Tournament. I don't believe that they gave anything away yet, the truck, the camper, or the boat. So you still have time to sign up. Those fish are still here. With September 1, it's over. So if you want to try to get in on that, do so while you still have time to do it. So we got bait tanks full of bait, Don. All I got to do is make the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and we'll get you going.
All right, sounds good. You know, Robbie, with regard to that CCA, you know, they have a rule in there that if no one claims that second place prize, which is a boat, they just pull a ticket from all the entries, and they make it like a raffle. So even if you don't catch a fish, you got a chance to get it, unless somebody between now and Labor Day claims it.
Well, I did not know that, but that's still a pretty good deal. So, but, you know, Don, I look at this thing. I do this thing every year, you know, and we're glad to be the weighing station for one of the weighing stations for CCA. I just can't believe that more people fish without having that entry. It blows my mind. You know, for the few dollars that it costs to do it, you know, whether you like CCA or you don't like them, you know, the prizes that they have are just, you know, what they give away is phenomenal. So. But they do a lot of good with the money that they get building reefs and so forth and so on. So, you know, it all goes to good causes. So if you want to get it signed up, you still got time.
Very good. Robbie, thanks for the report, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next week, Don. Bye-bye.
All righty. There he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, yeah, CCA Star Tournament. It's still going on through Labor Day, so it's not too late. If you're going fishing between now and then, buy a ticket. Because, like I said, you can qualify just for the drawing if they don't claim that second-place prize, which who knows? It may go or it may not. All right, we'll be back right after this time out, and we're going to check on some events that are coming up, some more rodeos that we got. Also talk a little bit more about the Clean Out Your Freezer Day that's going on this weekend. If you need to get that freezer cleaned out, you got game fish is getting kind of old, the freezer is full, and you need to make some room, you can donate it to Hunters for the Hungry. We'll tell you more about how to do that. So stick around. We're back right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Network. All right, I'm looking at the leaderboard for the CCA Star, and they've got entries in every category. Bank fishing, sheephead is full. 9.4, that's pretty big. It was caught by Lindsay Stevens and weighed in at the Venice Marina. Then they have the ladies-only trout tournament. That's a 5.50. And all of the other speckled trout categories, southwest and southeast and what's the other ones they got? Southeast? East, yeah. They're all respectable. They're all over 6 pounds. So it's been a good year for the trout as far as this tournament. But what it hasn't been good is anybody with that's been registered that did not catch a tagged redfish. We had, I think, 5 of them caught, but everybody that caught it was not signed up, so they didn't get the prize. And I'm looking at the prizes, and, wow, they've got, a truck. That's first place prize. Then you got Avid Boats. That's the second place. That's the one that's going to be drawn by raffle if nobody claims it. And just it goes on and on. They've got lots of boats and motors. They got a golf cart and all kind of prizes to be given away. It's wrapped up on Labor Day, so you still got some time to get in on. All right, let's see. We got some text messages coming in from my friend the Lafayette Yacker. He says, well, here we are again in Grand Isle getting ready for Ride the Bull. The excitement is in the air, and the weather appears to be cooperating. Bulls are everywhere and visible on the beaches, rocks, and just all over the pass. Thanks to Vicky and Chris Holmes for their help in the event. Rad was also excited. off to the launch. That's from my friend, the Lafayette Yakker, and he had another one. He said, forgot to mention that everybody was back at the camp this year except for Captain Ugly Bigfoot. Oh, poor Eric. As usual, the food has been great, and the camaraderie was great. Of course, you are missing it again, Lafayette Yakker. Yeah, I've been down there a couple of times, but, you know, this is where you find me on a Saturday morning. I cannot participate in Saturday tournaments. All right, and, well, it's going to be interesting to see what that two-foot tide range, how that affects. There was one year where, I mean, people were getting sucked out into the Gulf with a very strong tide and wind. I don't think the wind's going to be a problem, but there are rescue boats and assistance boats to take the fish and weigh them and help release them. So they've got it under control. Let's see. We got this one here. Everyone be careful on the water. We had another boating accident. That's Wingbone from Wilmer, Alabama. Yeah, I think that was on the Mobile Tensaw, I believe I saw a bad boating accident there. And let's see. We've got this one, prepping for a 7 a.m. launch to Lake Walmart. I know what that is. Angling for a couple of tunas and a mixed box of goods. Mr. Don, I hope your stuffy nose does not progress into one of your yearly colds. Stay well, y'all. All right, we thank you for that. And let's see, this one says, please repeat the date and time when the charter captains are scheduled to be at Martian Bayou in Mandeville. Many thanks. Big Man Bassin in Covington. I don't have any information on that. You know, I go down there and do the show when they have their spring fling and some of the other promotions they put on, but I haven't received anything lately that they're going to have a captain's meeting or a captain's demonstration and exhibit. So if anybody knows, if you guys at Martian Bayou, you know, Chris and Ben, give me a little text and let me know, and I'll pass it along to the listeners. All right, we also have this tournament coming up. Labor Day, and this is a big money tournament. It's the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day tournament, and the registration fee is $6,000. Now, you can imagine with a $6,000 entry fee what the prize structure is going to be. This is for big game fish, and they'll be fishing on Friday and Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Of course, it's held over there at Orange Beach, and lots of people participate. If you want to see some big fish brought in, they will have some. And it's a good tournament, been around for a while, Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day Tournament. Got some October tournaments, which I'll tell you a little more about them when we get closer to them. But just to let you know, the Home Builders Association is putting on their tournament again October 3rd. From 12 to 4, weigh-ins from 12 to 3. That'll be at the Wrigley's Marina. That's the North Shore Home Builders Post. And I'll have more details on the categories and things like that when we get closer to it. Another one that's been around, this one was around for a long time. And it went away, and then it was brought back by a guy named Dean Marullo. And I'm glad he did. It's kind of a historic tournament. And it's called the Venetian Isles Fishing Rodeo. It's going to be October 10th through 12th, and they put a highlight on kids. They've got two different age divisions for youth, junior anglers, 10 to 15, and kids 9 and under. And the proceeds from this rodeo benefit the Tournament Association and Wish to Fish, who is a participant and a sponsor. This one will be at Chef Harbor Marina. That's on Chef Highway in New Orleans East. We were just there, last weekend. We were taping the show, or maybe two weekends ago, that is airing on Bayou Wild TV. In fact, if those of you listening to us out in southwest Louisiana, at 6 o'clock on Fox 29, it'll be on then, and on Fox 15 in the Lafayette area, it'll be on at 6:30. And this episode is called Crabby Kids. We took a bunch of kids and got them out there, and they did it all. They got the bait, put it in the traps, set the traps, pulled them up, got the crabs out, and actually they even assisted in cooking the crabs. We call it Crabby Kids. And even though the show will still be on, I'm sure you can do two things. You can listen to the radio show, and you can also watch the TV show. It's Bayou Wild, Crabby Kids. Now, next week, We got a special Tigers in the Wild episode coming up. It's called Tank on Snapper. And LSU lineman Jacoby and Guillory and Ahmad Bro, we took them on a red snapper trip. And you're going to hear from Jacobian on this program talking about his red snapper trip. He really enjoyed it. Of course, you might have seen it. We had him out bow fishing, too. And he really loves the outdoors. And so does Ahmad and a lot of the LSU athletes that we've taken out over the past 2 years. So that'll be coming up on next week's show. This week, it's Krabby Kids. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and I'll get to some more of your text messages right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, clean out your freezer day. Days is today and tomorrow. And if you go to h4hla.org, you can find out all the locations. Or if you simply text me, I can look it up for you. Someone wanted to know about where the drop-off location will be in Houma. The items will be donated to the Plymouth Rock Baptist Church, and the collection is Rouse's Market on St. Charles Street. I'll be at the Rouse's Market from 1 to 4 in Slidell on Gauze Boulevard. Baton Rouge has like 11 pickup points, drop-off points. And there's quite a few of them all around the state. Wherever you are, it's not going to be a far drive. And just put it in the freezer. Of course, it's got to be wrapped and properly marked. Last year, 18,251 pounds is what was collected. Yep, and when we come back after this 10-second pause, I'm going to explain to you why it's very important, not just to provide good nutrition and protein for the needy, but for another reason. We'll be back to do that, but first, we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, part of the effort on this Clean Out Your Freezer Day, it's a win-win-win situation. The food banks get some needed protein. They don't have to buy it. And believe me, they really welcome venison and duck because you can't buy it. The only way they can get it is if the hunters donate it. And what it does for the hunters, yeah, it makes room in your freezer. So you got, you know, for your new game and fish that comes in the fall and winter seasons. But it also says a lot about hunters, and, you know, it lets people know hunters are really good people, and they do things for other people. And by donating this food to the needy, it certainly takes the image of hunters, which over the years, and not so much anymore, but I can remember a time when hunters had a pretty bad image. People just said, oh, man, you go out there and kill those animals. But I think people understand that it's all part of a management program, and also it provides economics. All right, let's get to the text board. Let's see. Good morning. Thank you for making my Saturday a great day. That's Ben from Mississippi. Well, we're glad to do that, Ben. Thank you for listening. Here's one that says, happy to see the new season of Bayou Wild TV has kicked off. Looking forward to seeing what y'all have in store. On a different subject, how are your melaton vines doing? Mine are doing fairly well and hoping for better yields this year. It's from David over in Alabama. Mine are all over the place. It looks like the little shop of horrors. I mean, they just are going wild. And so I'm looking for a good crop, too. Thank you, David. Here's one that the Weave checking in. He's in Grand Isle. He's loading the kayak looking for that big one. Wish me luck. I think you're going to catch one. From what I've got on the reports, Chris Holmes and Robin Bordelon, both of those people I know and have fished with them, they went out there and kind of pre-fished it yesterday, and they said the redfish were everywhere. They had, you know, the schools of them were just tearing up in a feeding frenzy. So unless something drastically changed between yesterday and this morning, I think they're going to have a great tournament. And we have a reporter down there, Lance Burgess, is participating in it. He's fishing it, and we'll get a report from him in just a little while. All right, here's one. Top of the morning, cultivating that patch of Mississippi pink-eyed purple-hull peas today at the Wreck and Sow Ranch. Stay safe. That's old man Sam. Yeah, that's pretty tasty for the deer, huh? Yeah, it's that time of year again, you know, get the the food plots in the ground, get the feeders set up, check your stands for safety. You know, there are more people that are seriously injured falling out of deer stands. It's not even close to the people that have been accidentally shot by firearms while deer hunting. What happens is people get lazy. They hunt the same deer stand year after year. They don't check it. They might go out there, you know, early in the season, haven't even been out there to look at it. They climb up in it, try to get set up, and the thing collapses. The ladder breaks apart or the flooring, and that's it, end of it. And serious injuries have occurred from that. So be careful. Inspect your stands if you're going to be going out there. Make that a regular part of your deer season preparation. All right, here's one morning, Don. Stump jumping in the parish. Going to try to knock him out. We'll let you know, catch you on the flip. All right, go get him. Hope you find him and let us know. Here's a question. Can you ask Captain Ryan if he knows what happened to the American flag in front of Burris Park? That's from Captain Robin. Is it gone? I mean, it stands out. It is a huge flag, and I always use that flag as a wind gauge. If that flag is out extended, you're going to have trouble with the wind. It takes a pretty good blow to get that thing out. If it's kind of hanging limp or just barely moving, you got light winds. But I didn't realize it was gone. I'll check with him and see. He pretty much has his finger on the pulse of everything that happens down there in Burris. All right, we're going to come back after this, and we're going to be joined by Captain Kirk Stancil, and we're going to be asking him where the fish are, the speckled trout, the redfish, and also if he's seeing any of those little blue-wing birds called teal. We're not that far away from the teal season. We're back to talk to Captain Kirk Stancil at Hackberry Rod and Gun right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to head out west to the Hackberry area. Hackberry Rod and Gun. We talked to Captain Kirk. That's Captain Kirk Stancil. Kirk, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good, man. I'm looking at the weather, and it looks like most of the rain, and there's not a lot of it, but it's all offshore. You're not headed offshore today, are you?
Yeah. No, well, I say that. Most of our guys are going to the beach, fish the beachfront and the jetties. That's where it's been happening all week. So These north winds this time of year, water's cleaned up, and that's where the best fishing is right now.
And that's trout we're talking.
Yes, sir, and redfish, both.
Mm-hmm. And what baits are you using?
Early in the morning, throwing some soft plastics, the down south lures, the Little Johns, you know, on a light jig head, quarter or even 3/16. And then after that sun gets up a little bit, that bite quits, and just going to live shrimp. And, you know, you have to deal with a lot of trash fish, a lot of ladyfish, a lot of little – we're inundated with these little black-tip sharks. It's nuts.
It's bad enough you got to deal with them, but, boy, they ruin your tackle, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and like, I don't bring them in the boat. I just cut the hook off and tie another hook on. I mean, I don't want – because those things, they get in the boat. You know, if they happen to come off, cut your line or, you know, fly – they flop around a lot in the boat, you know, with those razors in their mouths. You don't want that. You don't want somebody to get hit by that.
No, no. Now, you fishing live bait, you say, are you fishing on the bottom or with a cork?
No, with a popping cork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the fish early have been just right up in the breakers. I mean, real, real tight to the beach.
Hmm.
And then as it gets a little lighter, the bait will move out and the fish will move out with it. They may move on out to the third bar. You know, after that initial run, sometimes you got to hunt for them, find where they are. You know, you fish out and around and you locate them again.
But, is anybody fishing up in the lake or is everybody concentrating down along the beach?
Everybody here has been fishing the beachfront and all. I mean, the lake, there's fish in the lake, a lot of small, undersized trout in the lake, but a lot of good, solid keepers are down on the south end, you know, the jetties and ship. The lower end of the ship channel along the ledges, and then the beachfront.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got not a strong wind, but it is a north wind, and we got a 2-foot tide range, so it may look like winter tides down there today.
Well, you know, it's funny. These tides are at night. The daytime tides aren't doing much. I mean, we're going to get the tail end of an income, and this has been going on like this for 6-8 weeks, Don, where we're having these big tides at night. Daytime has been a mild tide where we are here. It's you might get a, and it's been, you catch the incoming tide early, then it's going to just ease out for a while and then ease back in for a while, and then in it late in the afternoon, it's going to dump. Our tides have been screwy like that. I mean, it's been like the same tide cycle every day.
Well, it's not a bad pattern, really.
No, it's not. Well, you know, when you have a pattern like that, you can pretty much figure it out.
Right. Now, we talked early in the week about teal, and you said you'd seen a few down there. Has that changed any?
Yeah, we've seen a handful. I have been, yes, there's some. In fact, that's where I'm going this morning, is out in the marsh, and we've got to start getting ready for that, teal season. Yeah. And so we always go out, trim rosos and stuff early in the year like this, and that way, it's a lot better for us. So, that's what I'm doing today, and I'll go out to the blinds, and they're fiberglass pits. You've been in them, and they've been full of water all summer long, so there's gonna be a bunch of algae, and we'll dump Clorox or some bleach in the blinds and leave it there for a couple of weeks, and it kills all that algae. When you go back, you can dip it out.
Yeah,
and it's clean.
Those are really comfortable blinds, and you can hide really well, and you got complete 360-degree movement in there. It's a great setup. Are you seeing a lot of those Mexican whistlers? Are they down there right now?
Yeah, they're all over. In fact, there's not as many. They're starting to leave a little bit. I mean, they've been here all summer long, a bunch of them. It's the black bellies what we have.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get a season anytime soon, but my conversation with the biologist said if there's any chance, they may do an October experimental season. And the reason for that is, they say if it opens up when the model ducks are here, I don't know, the model ducks are here in October, but they said there'd be less chance of making a mistake and shooting a model duck. But if you do, it's October. Well, anyway, we've never had an October duck season, so it would be certainly something unique to do it. But, duck hunters have to rely on knowing different birds by their movements, by their sounds, by their size, and you have to identify them in flight. And if anybody can't identify a whistling duck from any other duck, you shouldn't be out there, really.
Now, you're right. I agree with you because they're easy to identify.
Absolutely. It's one of the goofiest sounding and looking birds out there.
Now, let me tell you, they're sissies, man. They're easy to knock down. You hit one a toenail, he's going to come down.
Well, Kirk, we're going to have a shortened season. It's only 9 days this year, so that's going to cut into your bookings. Are you booked up solid yet, or you still have some openings?
No, we're not booked up solid. We still have some openings, but we have a lot of bookings, enough where we're going to be, out there. And marsh hunting is not like rice field hunting. Rice field hunting, after 30 minutes after sunrise, your hunt's over with.
Well, yeah.
In the marsh, a lot of times our birds don't start moving into the marshes till 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's totally different types of hunting.
Right. Well, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and get in on it, maybe do a little cast and blast, both the fishing and the teal hunting trip in September, tell them how to reach you.
Okay. Our number is 337-762-3391. And our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun, you spell out and.com. And, we've got that live feed that you can see what the guys are bringing in on the dock.
Got it. Always a pleasure, Kirk. Thanks for the report, and good luck to you all today.
Hey, look, and I got to mention, need to go to our website. Guy got a cane pole and caught a bull red on a cane pole, and it's going to be on our website here pretty soon.
I got to see that.
See this. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
A cane pole is a pretty stout piece of equipment. You can wear a fish down on a cane pole. If you got, and I'm not talking about the little cheapies you buy and stick them together. I'm talking about a real cane pole.
This is a custom-made cane pole, and it was about a 20-pound red, and he put it in the boat in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you got to. You can't let them take drag too far, that's for sure.
No, there's no drag. You better hold on.
Well, y'all have fun. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Don. Good talking to you. Great show, man.
Thank you. That is Captain Kirk Stancil, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and he and his brothers operate a great business down there in Hackberry. If you've never been down there, I strongly suggest either fishing or hunting. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Darrell Carpenter. He said he saw those reds that everybody's going to be looking for in the kayaks. We'll talk to him about that right after this time out, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're going to chat with Darryl Carpenter, owner of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, at Pass and Caminato, as you mentioned earlier this week, and Chris Holmes and Robin Bordelon, is loaded with bull redfish. But if you're in a bay boat, I would not suggest going there today. You might want to go somewhere else because it's going to be full of those kayaks. Where else along that beach, maybe to the east, but you might be able to find some bull reds if that's what you want to fight?
Don, I mean, they've been all up and down Elmer's Island Beach. There's been some around Bear Terrier Pass. You know, this has been going on for probably a little over a week now, where it's not only been a good fishing report, so to speak, but they're actually making a spectacle of themselves and putting on a good show. We're talking massive schools of bull reds. I mean, you know, a lot of times this time of the year, you get out on the beach, you get that second or whatever, and you start seeing all this commotion on the water. You typically stay away from it because it's schools of jacks or whatever chasing pogies and everything else. Well, for the last couple of weeks, don't dismiss that as jacks, because a lot of times that's big old schools of bull reds. They could be just about anywhere. The big thing has been, you know, up and down Elmer's Island Beach, which it's got something to do with effort, too, because that's where most people have been. That's where the best reports, the best fishing reports for the last week have come off of the beach. And it's a lot like Kirk was talking about. It's this time of the year that early morning bite a lot of time is in real close. And then once, you know, like right up on the breakers, I can remember days where you've got a fish on the hook, and when the wave would go out, the fish is slopping on the sand. And, you know, he'd start swimming again when the wave would come in. But as it does get hotter, as it does heat up, those fish start moving out. And that's what, you know, a lot of times when you're anchored up on the beach, everybody's throwing toward the beach, toward the sand. When that bite slows down, put somebody on the nose of that boat and start throwing out. And a lot of times you'll find that school of fish have moved out a little bit deeper into the second trough. So that's what it's been. And there's been, like I said, there's been a lot of bull reds mixed in with it. It'd be nice if we could get some keeper-sized reds mixed in with them too, but that's, you know, that's not a common occurrence last week or so. But yeah, I mean, you can darn sure, look, it's not offshore fishing, but you're going to find out who's in shape when you go to hooking up on them, you know, on them big bull reds on trout tackle.
Darryl, what would you rig up for bull reds? It's a fish that, you know, you don't want to go too light, because then you wear the fish down by the time you get him to the boat, where he's beyond being saved and resuscitated. So you kind of want to get him to the boat quick. What do you suggest if you know you're going to be fishing bull reds?
Well, you know, and if you know you're going to be fishing bull reds in the conditions that we have today, where, you know, my tide chart says we got 1.7, but, you know, you're going to have a heavy tide, so you're going to have that fish. Not only are you going to have a brute of a fish on the hook, but you're also going to be fighting that tide. I would go with some of the heavier, almost the offshore pitching rods, you know, your offshore spin cast rods. Your lighter red snapper rods. I would stay away from, I wouldn't necessarily be my preference to use trout tackle. You know, 20-pound test on a 6-foot light spinning rod, that would not be my choice. It would be, you know, I'd step it up to the pin fathoms or something along that line, something that's got a lot more drag, something you can put some heavier string on. While you don't want to ruin the fight and make it like you're catching him on a cane pole, but you want to have enough backbone to, like you said, you get that fish to the boat to where you can release it long before you kill it.
Got it. Darryl, any other spots you might want to suggest people to try?
No, Don, most of the action, I mean, all the reports we've gotten this week have been, you know,
beach.
I mean, it's been the beach. So, I mean, that's, you know, just pounding up and down the beach, people in the back scratching their heads, a lot of throwback fish, and a lot of catfish, a lot of ladyfish, but the main action has been on that beach.
All right, they can find you at realscreamers.com. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and check your schedule.
Yes, sir, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again next week.
All right, Don, you have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, and you too. Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, when we come back, we are going to get a Lake Tex Homer report from Captain Mike Gallo. He is fishing in Texas. We're going to get a report direct from Ride the Bull in Grand Isle with Lance Burgess. And we're going to ask Ryan Lambert if he can help solve this missing flag problem. They say it's been gone 2 weeks, and it was a wind gauge. They're missing it. We'll find out if he can solve that mystery. Back right after this. All right, a couple of items of warning for those of you who are headed out this morning. If you're headed to some of those spots that Robbie Campo was talking about, end of the Long Rocks and some of those places in the bay, that storm has kind of moved in on Chandelier Island and just now on the edges of the marsh, so you might want to figure on delaying your trip till that something rains itself out before you head out into it. Or maybe run out towards it and stop and fish on the way and then just kind of monitor it and follow it out as it rains itself out. I also got some information from Darryl Carpenter, who was just on with us, and he's talking about an issue with a project that's going on down there. There's a pipeline construction project in Caminata Pass. He saw one of the big crew boats run by, and it appears that they're working today. If so, there will be multiple crew boats coming and going through that pass. So be on the alert for that if you're going to be headed on to Grand Isle and Caminata. Speaking of Grand Isle, we are going to be talking with Lance Burgess. He's down there fishing the Ride the Bull number 14, and he'll give us a report on the turnout and what the reports are as far as the big bull reds are being caught. We also have a report from Lake Tex Homer. From Mike Gallo. He's fishing with a guide service over there, and he's going to tell us all about it. I saw a picture. He had a couple of striped bass that he caught, a little fish that's kind of out of his element. But nevertheless, we'll get that report coming in. And also Captain Ryan Lambert, we're going to get him to try to help solve the missing flag situation. Yeah, there's a huge flag, and it's been there at the Burris Park probably, I want to say after Katrina, so maybe it's been there like 20 years. I don't know if it was the same flag or they changed it out. Or anyway, we got a report from Captain Robin, and he said it's been out for 2 weeks. So if you know anything about it, check on it, and we'll also ask Captain Plastic Man about it. All right, Lafitte LT is checking in. He just got back from Alaska. He says he really misses that weather. Oh, I know what their August weather is there. He can understand why so many go to visit and end up moving there. Now time to put a Lafitte spin on halibut and salmon. Thank you for keeping us informed and take care. Yeah, I found that, you know, all the fish species, lingcod, halibut, several species of salmon, which I'm not a big fan of, they really don't have a lot of recipes for cooking those fish. And you put a Cajun up there in Alaska and he goes crazy with some of the species they got there. All right, here's one. Don, do you know if the rebuilt boat launch in Covington at 4th Street has reopened? That's from Doug. No, but next time I go by there, I'll take a ride and see. That's a launch that puts you into the Bogafly River and eventually into the Chifuncta. In fact, I didn't know they were rebuilding it. Certainly needed it. All right, and old man Sam, he texted in a little while ago about he was planting purple hull peas. I thought he was doing it in a food plot to attract deer. He's actually doing it for his own consumption. The deer can find theirs somewhere else. Purple hull peas. How do you cook purple hull peas? Anybody got some suggestion? I can imagine maybe just kind of steaming them, cooking them down, and putting some slabs of bacon in there with them. Maybe somebody else has a good recipe for purple hull peas. 504-260-1870. Also had some people asking about Vibrio, heard me talking about it, want to know, should I go in the water, should I not? I really can't tell people what to do. If you've got a compromised immune system, you definitely want to stay out. You don't want to eat any raw seafood. If you have a wound, a puncture, a scrape, you definitely don't want to go into salt water with that. And any time that you have a cut or a wound, you need to wash it with a disinfectant. Soap and water will work. A lot of people like to use bleach, which is pretty strong. But right now, we've got three more cases happen lately, and there's now a total of 20 cases in Louisiana. Four people have died. So it's really, it's a spike compared to previous years. You know, the average was about 13 cases a year, and we've already exceeded that by a total of 7. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo. He's over on Lake Texoma. We'll get a Lake Texoma fishing report. First time we've ever done that right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of SeaTow. They offer that free towing if you're a member, fuel delivery, jump starts, dock-to-dock towing, discounts on fuel, and lots of other advantage programs that this company puts on. It's easy to sign up. You can do it by calling Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or just visit seatow.com. And Captain Mike joins us now. Mike, is SeaTow over there in Lake Texoma? Because, you know, your policy is nationwide service.
That's a good question. I was wondering that myself, and I just heard Scott say that SeaTow is on Lake Texoma in Texas.
Great. Well, tell us what you're doing there.
Well, you know, I've been fishing with my Texas group for 25 years, and they invited me to come up and fish on Lake Texoma with them. I've been hearing them talk about catching stripers for many years, and now it's my turn to go catch some stripers, and we've had a good time.
Very good. And so what else is up there at Lake Texoma besides stripers? I'm sure they got a good bass population and maybe the sockeye and brim.
I did hear there's bass, sockeye, brim. There's also white bass. And I hear there's a good catfish population in Lake Texoma. We're going to strictly throw artificials. Today I think we're going to target the stripers early on top water and then maybe switch gears, see if we can catch a white bass or maybe even a smallmouth bass.
Now, what kind of water are you catching those stripers in? What's the depth of it?
Oh, we saw water yesterday over 50 feet in some areas. We're in open water, and those stripers are in schools, and they'll come up from down below where the water's cooler. They'll chase schools of bait up to the surface, and you can see them feeding on the surface, and you get above them and drift through them, throwing topwater plugs. And that's what was most successful for us yesterday.
What's the limit on stripers?
Oh, good question.
I think it's 5. Well, it is here anyway.
I think it's 10 per person here. Is there a slot?
Yeah, you can only have 2 over 20.
2 over 20 inches.
Wow, they get pretty big, those stripers.
They do. I've seen some mounts, and it's a very big, healthy fish. Almost looks similar to a redfish in the way it's built.
You know what's nice about fishing those freshwater areas like that, and unfortunately you don't get to enjoy it because you're in a saltwater environment. You don't have the barnacles. You don't have the salt corrosion and stuff. It's a much cleaner, healthier environment.
Actually, Lake Texoma has enough salinity where stripers can reproduce naturally. Although, I didn't see any barnacles or any algae growing on. You know, there's rocks that just go straight down into the water. And it is a very clean environment, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, stripers are what they call an anadromous fish. They live partly in salt or brackish in freshwater, and they move back and forth between it. That's why in Lake Pontchartrain you can catch stripers at certain times of the year. Well, tell me about the guide service. You know, it's interesting that you know, I guess when you go with a guide, you can exchange information and you guys can talk about each other's business and pick up some pointers and learn things from each other.
Yeah, there's definitely some guide talk on the boat. And just like I've been hearing about stripers for many years, Captain Chris Carey has been hearing about redfish for many years. So Chris has come down and fished with me for over 10 years for sure, maybe closer to 15. And I'm finally getting my opportunity to go up and fish with Chris. His dad started Striper Express Guide Service in 1979 or 80. So they've been doing it for many, many years. Got a great reputation on Lake Texoma, and I'm sure Captain Chris is going to put us on them again.
Yeah, well, that's great. Do they do any other species, or are they pretty much primarily target stripers?
They do target stripers. Yesterday, he caught some white bass. So I know it's sort of like what we do, whatever the weather allows him to do. And then I guess what his customers are looking for.
Yeah. What kind of boat they're running?
They run a boat called a Falcon. So it's pretty much a center console boat, big and spacious, pretty open, where you can put several people on it comfortably.
And do they have lodging?
They do have lodging right there on the lake.
That's fantastic. Well, what else is going to be going on up there? Y'all got something special y'all cooking?
We went yesterday, and actually we had some Mississippi farm-raised catfish, and it was really good. Apparently that's not the normal thing in Texas, and I was telling them that catfish houses are pretty normal in southern part of Mississippi.
Absolutely. Mike, good luck to you. And if somebody wants to get in touch with the guide service there in Lake Texoma, I guess they can just contact you. Or who should they contact?
They could contact me. You could Google Captain Chris Carey or look up the guide service, Striper Express Guide Service.
All right. Very good. Good luck today. What's the weather looking like over there?
Oh, we got good weather over here. Not much wind. It's a low chance of rain. It's going to be a good day.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. You can find him at, I'll give you his phone number if you want to give him a call, because he's pretty easy to get on the phone. It's 504-259-3474 or 985-781-7811. And it's Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to talk to Lance Burgers. He's down at Grand Isle at the Bridgeside Marina. That's the site of the 14th annual Ride the Bull by CCA. Hundreds of kayakers will be taken to the water in search of the big bull redfish. We'll find out how it's going down there right after we pause this 3 minutes for the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And there's going to be a lot of stroking going on down in Grand Isle. This report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. They're a fly shop specialist, but a whole lot more. Also have some of the latest outdoor gear. They sell the fishing tackle that is used in our local areas. Paddle sports equipment, kayaks, and you can also ask about fly tying and fly fishing classes. They'll open up today about 10 a.m. Stop by and say hello to Justin. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Lance Burgess joins us now from the 14th annual CCA Ride the Bull Tournament. And Lance, set the stage for me. What's it like down there? Is this a big turnout? Is it people anticipating a lot of fish? What's going on?
Good morning, Don. You know, it's a big field. I didn't get a final count, so if one of the listeners looks at the website, I didn't look at that last night, so my apologies. But, yes, a big field, and really, we had a little storm last night, but things have settled down nice. There's hardly any wind, so it should be a great day for everybody who's come down to really, you know, celebrate kayak fishing. I mean, this is the biggest tournament in the world, and it's fun to see people from all over coming to Louisiana, you know, to play Santa and see if they could get on that sleigh ride.
Absolutely. I had a report early in the week said there was just schools of them and feeding frenzies out there. How are you going to deal with that 2-foot tide range? Darrell said that they're, you know, calling for 1.7 down there in Grand Isle, but in some places it's as strong as over 2 foot. And I remember one year some people actually got in trouble with the kayaks because the wind and the tide was just kind of sucking them out to sea, and a lot of them had to be rescued.
Well, obviously, PFD is a safety first, but from a fishing standpoint, I'm going to deal with it with some really heavy Carolina rigs, 2-ounce weights, to drop my weights to a circle hook. But from a kayaking standpoint, really try to stay out of the middles of the passes sometimes where they really get moving, and you only have so much propulsion and strength in your legs. But for the most part, I've never really had, even with this type of tidal movement, had any issues from a kayak standpoint being able to maneuver.
Now, you're pedaling, and so you're kind of the purist, but correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is the rules allow you to use an electric motor if you use it to get to and from a fishing spot, but you have to turn it off when you're actually fishing. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, I did see that in the rules. There are electric motors, and so I'm sure there'll be guys with kayaks that are rigged out these days, but no, We run on good old fashioned leg power. it is allowed. And so there's some smaller boats, and you know, different style boats, even canoes and piros. And some guys will make custom motors on the side of their piro to help them move out. And a lot of the old timers, it helps them too, that want to compete and be part of the celebration.
You know, doing that type of fishing, I've always gone with the crab over the mullet because it just seems to attract less sharks. What are you going to be using for bait?
Well, you know what? If we could get our hands on some cracked crab, we're going to try that, to use a little cracked crab if we do anything live. But, you know, I kind of was thinking about some things I did back when we had the IFA kayak tournaments, and we used to bull red and target bull reds. Early in the morning, believe it or not, some really big super spooks. And, Don, let me tell you, these spooks are rigged with heavier treble hooks, heavier, you know, just heavier split rings for bull reds in the morning on the beach. We've had some success catching them that way, so that's kind of exciting. And then really 2-ounce jig heads. I like to use big curly-tail gulps. Those 6-inchers always do a good job of you know, making a big presentation to these big bulls.
Yep, and it's called Ride the Bull for an obvious reason. When you hook up, what do you do?
Well, you ride the bull, you know, I mean, it is an experience that, like I said, people are here to have, and a sleigh ride out in Kamenana Pass, hopefully we'll all, you know, we'll have a good field. It's a tough, from a number standpoint, not everybody's going to catch, but hopefully we have a good field and a lot of sleigh rides and hookups on bulls today.
If you had to make an educated guess, what do you think it's going to take to win it?
Oh, you know, I'd say high. If you've got a bull red that's in the 38 to 40 plus inch class, you're probably looking definitely to be in that top three. So, from a poundage standpoint, I guess that's probably going to equate to a maybe 15, 20 pound bull red, something like that, or even greater.
Yeah, I think it might take one bigger. In fact, given the amount of fish that are in there right now, it should, you know, be an excellent tournament. Well, Lance, good luck to you and all the fishermen down there in the kayaks, and let us know how it goes.
Yep, Don. So, yeah, me and my son, Olson, we're going to go, and hopefully we can do a little father-son combo and find our way to the leaderboard. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you, Lance. All right, Lance is in the kayak pedaling his way out there. Yeah, I like the pedal models myself, too. I'm not so big on the paddling thing. All right, we got a lot of text to catch up on, and we got a doubleheader on our bad boy of the outdoors. We got a commercial captain, and then we've got his deckhand. And, man, the deckhand really messed up. We'll tell you their stories when we come back on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Let's see, I got some text on some Vibrio vulnificus questions and remedies. Got a question about the original charter fishing guide. A couple recipes for purple hull peas, and some listeners got the teal on their brain. We'll get to all of that, but right now we're going to take a quick 10-second pause for station identification. When we come back, it's the case of the drug-dealing deckhand. It's next. It's our bad boys of the outdoors after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Lieutenant Lance DeVillier, Sergeant Lucas Hidalgo, Agent Gavin Baser, and Agent Lane DeVillier were on patrol in Cote Blanche Bay when they observed a commercial shrimping vessel actively skimming for shrimp. The agents boarded the boat, made contact with the captain, Peter Nguyen, and his deckhand, Rendall Jennings Jr. Their inspection found oversized nets that did not comply with TED requirements, TED being turtle excluder device. They also found Jennings in possession of cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun. Not good, because he's a convicted felon. Nguyen also had 3 undersized stone crab claws, which were seized along with his 1,813 pounds of shrimp. And also seized was Jenny's cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and the sawed-off 12-gauge. for using oversized skimmer nets and failing to comply with turtle excluder device requirements and stone crab requirements, facing fines of up to $1,350 and 90 days in jail, is bad boy number one, 39-year-old Peter Nguyen of Houma. While looking at criminal fines of up to $22,400 and 10 years in jail, is deckhand, 42-year-old Rendall D. Jennings Jr. of Houma, and our bad boy of the outdoors, number two. Man, couldn't have done much worse than that, huh? Big trouble. All right, let's see. We get to some of these text questions here. Let's see. We started with the, who was the first officially registered fishing guide in Louisiana, and was it a fresh or saltwater guide? I guess an officially licensed fishing guide most probably was a saltwater guide, because for a while, freshwater guides did not need licenses. They do now. And one, the oldest one I can remember, was a guy by the name of Ronnie Granier, who operated out of Venice. But there may be more that was started before him, and maybe I can call on Captain Robin. He's been around a long time. Do you remember any original, officially registered fishing guy? Maybe some of those guys you worked with in your younger days? All right, we're looking for those purple hull pea recipes. Here's one that says, Don, we cook purple hull peas the same as black eye peas and make a small light roux, onions, garlic, then some smoked ham, add the shelled peas, then some chicken stock. Add a bay leaf, salt, blackened cayenne pepper, granulated garlic, and cook down for an hour and a half. Finish it with green onions and chopped parsley and adjust seasonings, then serve over hot rice. Boy, does that sound good. Whew, thank you, David. All right, we also have this. Hey, Don, Vash, I guess it's Vash or Vashy, V-A-S-H-E, wound cleaning solution comes packaged in a bottle that fits easily into a boat and kills the flesh-eating bacteria. It's about $25 per bottle, and he sent me the website for it. So it's an Amazon site that sells it. So if you're interested in it, just request that you shoot me a text and say you want to get the link for the Vibrio killing solution. That's 504-260-1870. All right, we're going to be right back after this, and we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. Let's see if we can solve this mystery of the missing Burris Park flag, big American flag. Gone. Where did it go? Is it being cleaned? Is it being repaired? Is it being replaced? Hopefully he'll know. He might also know who the very first officially licensed guide was in Louisiana. Might be him. He's been doing it a long time. He's next. We call him the Plastic Man. Captain Ryan Lambert right here on the Outdoors with Don DeBue Radio Network. And we are still trying to locate the Plastic Man. We'll let you know if we get him. You know, it's a busy time of the morning for these guides, and they do the best they can to get to us, but sometimes they just have some duties that they get called to. But anyway, we hope we'll get him, because we got to solve this mystery of the missing flag at the Burris Park. It's a giant American flag. I've heard it's been missing now for 2 weeks. I was down there, I guess, a month ago, and it was there. And now it's been reported it's missing. I don't think anybody stole it. And I tell you what, it was a big, stout flag. I don't think it was damaged. I don't know. But if somebody can get to the bottom of that, love to hear from it. Text me, 504-260-1870. All right, here's one that says, Don, I listen to your show religiously every Saturday morning. I heard something a few weeks ago about people allowed to carry a firearm while out frogging. Yeah, that was passed in the legislature, and it just took place, I think it went into effect on August 1. Anyway, he goes on to say, I can't believe that this was ever even a rule or a law. I carry a pistol every day and everywhere except past the TSA checkpoint at the airport or in a courtroom, even putting out the garbage or cutting the grass. But you should be armed anytime you're out in the crazy public, especially off in the woods hunting somewhere, out in the boat fishing. My personal rule is pants on, gun on. Thank you for the great entertainment you've provided on radio and TV all these years and for all you do for the outdoors. And I agree with your last statement, but I'm not going to share it with the audience, but you're 100% on target. All right. I see Ryan Lambert is trying to contact me on my cell phone, but that's not going to work because I can't get him on the air on my cell phone. All right. We'll see if Coleman can get a hold of you. Well, let's see. I got some more texts here. People are wondering about the teal. Everybody's anxious. You know, teal are those little birds. They're the first ones to migrate from the north. And it doesn't take cold weather to move them down here. When the days start getting shorter, they realize it's time to move south. And they're a great little sporty bird. In the past, they've had the limit. It was very generous, 6 teal. And we had like a 21-day season. Well, they've got a rule. When the population is estimated to be a certain level, they have to cut it back. And they cut it back to 9 days for Louisiana and for most of the South. And so that's going to drastically cut back on the amount of time you can get out there and chase the teal. And by the way, they're probably one of the best eating birds. A little small teal and maybe, you know, just a little bit bigger than a dove. But, boy, they are good. Anyway, this one says that front that didn't make it to us may have sent some our way. And hopefully Josh Goins' Flyaway Series podcast is tremendous. Hope people are listening to that series. Very informative and educational for waterfowl hunters. All right, so Josh Goins, he's been on this station. He's been on this show. And what he does, he does these podcasts called the Flyaway Federation. And his main focus and objection with waterfowl management is that when they changed the Migratory Bird Treaty Act in 1998, I believe it was, where they allowed crops to be grown, unharvested, and flood them. So basically, you're bringing water to bait. And he believes, and I believe, it's uncertain to what degree at this point, because I don't think they've put enough effort into really getting a good, hard, solid study on how many of these birds are actually short-stopped, is what it's called. So, anyway, we'll see how that works out. And we're going to get him back on here, too, because I know a lot of you like to listen to Josh. And you can find it. Just go to Flyaway Federation on Facebook, and you can find it. All right, Captain Mike Smith, 5-time state duck calling champion, operates out of Delacro, says he's seeing a few teal already. And let's see, this one says, I just sent you a recipe from Deacle Farm about the purple hull peas way to cook them. Thank you for that. And I'm getting some requests for the Vibrio bacteria remedy, the solution for it. I will send that to you guys. One says, my father's in the hospital fighting it as we speak. He's a commercial fisherman. Thanks. I don't know if this would be appropriate now because it may be too late. This is kind of like maybe when you first encounter it, but I mean, so I'll certainly send it to you and it may be worth trying it. All right, it says Plastic Man's heading offshore for Red Snapper this morning. Well, we'll see if we can catch up with him. We'll take a quick break and do some magic with the phones and see if we can find our Plastic Man en route to the Red Snapper offshore. We'll be back with that right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. 100 years from now, nobody knows the difference. All right, we're still looking for our buddy, Captain Ryan Lambert, the Plastic Man. Hopefully we'll get him on because we got to find out about this flag mystery. We got a big old flag down in Burris, American flag at the Burris Park. Really added a lot to the scenery down there, and it's gone. Where'd it go? Did somebody steal it? Is it being repaired? Is it just being done away with? Is it being replaced? We don't know. All right, here we go. Let's see. We got some more asking for the link for the Vibrio bacteria remedy. I will send that as soon as we get off the show. Okay, here's Captain Robin. Says, pretty sure Captain Myron and I had a license in 1995 when it was first required, but we were guiding since at least 1986. Sure missed the Harry Lee every Wednesday trip. Yeah, Harry Lee was a great fisherman and a good guy to have out there. All right, I think we finally got the Plastic Man. We got you, Captain Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Very good. You out chasing Red Snapper?
I was going to, but it looks like it's going to blow up. It's raining right now on me, but it's going to really blow up down the river later, so I'm going to stay here and fish redfish close.
Yeah, I was looking at that on the weather, and I can see that storm kept moving in closer and closer.
Yeah, by 10 o'clock, all downriver is going to blow up big time, so I'm gonna stay up here. But, you know, me and Ronnie Granier started fishing out of Venice together. We were a little company back then. And the only person older than us was Stu Shear.
But as far as officially getting a license, do you think it was Stu?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. They didn't make us get licenses back then, so it'd probably be me or Phil Robichaux. We got them, and Gary Taylor all got them together.
Yeah.
When they started making us good, but we were guys a long time before they made us get licenses.
Right. Yeah, they were probably, he said 95 was Captain Robin, but he said they were guiding since 86. I guess it was 95 when they started requiring the license, and probably had several people all at one time signed up for it. There. But I tell you, there wasn't many of you guys back in 1995. Not like it is today.
Oh, goodness gracious. They got them now.
Yes, indeed. Well, look, while you're waiting for the weather, what happened to the flag down there?
The fire department takes it down if it gets tore up or if something's wrong with the pole where they can't get it up and down. They'll just take it down and put a new one up. But it's been going for a week or two now.
Yeah. So they replace it periodically. That's not the original flag they put down.
Yeah, it gets tore up with all the rain and stuff we got down here.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's a sure good wind indicator. No doubt about that. Gives you the direction and gives you pretty much the velocity. You can tell a lot by that flag.
Whatever way is pointing, that's which way you need to go. Because we at least we have that luxury where we're going either side of the river. And then when it's hanging down and it's wet, that means it's raining.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might try tying it down and then maybe the wind won't blow. If the flag can go.
Well, it's been really nice. I went offshore on the west side yesterday. We caught some big cobias and a lot of ancillary fish, but it was fun. I had two little guys, an 8 and a 10-year-old. They were playing big jacks and everything. We had a ball.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
We were going to go hit the snappers, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're just going to fish redfish here for that quick raining.
Yeah.
UTO showing up, not much, but everybody's so excited. I mean, my phone is ringing off the wall. People are already out building blinds. It's August. It's crazy.
Well, you know, with 9 days, people are concerned they're not going to be able to book a trip.
Oh, no, there's not a whole lot of trips to book. I think we might have a couple of teal season trips left, I think. And duck season, I'm almost completely booked for duck season, you know, because there's so many days we can't fish because of that negative tide.
Yeah, the tide situation.
All my good days, only got like 4 days. I could put some more blinds, I think, 4 or 5 days.
Well, you know, it's not the result of more people duck hunting. I think more people are choosing guides just like they are in fishing. I mean, think of the cost if you're just going to lease a blind, you're going to buy a surface drive engine, the decoys, all the equipment you got to have, and maybe for a guy that hunts a couple times a season, you know, you just can't justify it.
And the leases are getting so expensive. I mean, guys pay $100,000 for one duck blind these days, you know, in Arkansas and stuff. You know, it's getting to be a rich man's sport, unfortunately. I don't like that. But, you know, because I cut my teeth just walking out of mama's house, walking down the street and going in the swamp and shooting them, you know.
Yeah.
But it's turned into a business, like everything else these days. Hopefully it'll revert back. If they go to a conservative season, that'll weed out a lot of the ones that aren't real duck hunters.
Yes, it will. Did it once before.
I'll be sitting here till
rot. Yeah, we lost half the duck hunters when they did it back in, I think it was 89 or 2000, whenever it was. I see somebody texting me, Charlie Hardison charted way back in Stu Shear.
Oh, yeah, Charlie. Charlie was Stu. Stu's still guiding, and he's 80.
Yeah.
And Hoops 83, he's here guiding for me today.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think Stu's fished longer than I, but Charlie Hardison, you know, he was a headboat. So,
right.
You know, nobody had licenses back then. So,
no,
you know,
no.
The inshore guide business, you know, me and Ronnie started that out of Venice, and then Stu was doing that out of Kokanee way back in the day.
You know, I got word last week that a guy that worked for Charlie Hardison, David Harrelson, you knew him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing well. He has lung cancer, and he's... you know, fighting it. He's a struggle. So I really like David, fished with him a lot. You know, a lot of people thought he was Charlie's son. You know, because
they
looked a lot alike. You know, Charlie used to do reports on his show, and boy, he had that old gravelly voice, you know.
Yeah.
I miss those guys.
He was what they call a quintessential captain, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Oh, well.
The older we get, the more people we're missing, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. And it's going to continue, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, give us your number. Somebody wants to call you and check on your schedule and do a cast and blast. I know you got those coming up during the duck season and even during the teal season for the days you got left. And fishing trips, you know, you can do inshore, near shore. Calling.
Got a few alligator tags left, too.
Oh, yeah. Alligator season. Man, that's getting ready to open.
That's just starting in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I got a few tags left there, too. So, yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111. Or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com.
All right. All sounds good. Hope you get out today.
Oh, we will, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, updating us on the situation down there in Burris. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Quick 2 hours. It goes by. We'll be back again next week to do it all over again. Don't forget to clean out your freezer. Get that little task done this weekend. Look through there what you've got. Maybe you got some ground venison, some ground sausage, or you know maybe a venison roast or chops, and maybe hog, wild hog. They can accept that now. And, you know, ducks, geese, small game, they love it. Check it out. We'll see you next week.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.